Hi there, Steve. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? Sorry
Yeah.
about the back and forth. How's it going?
Hey, it's going great. How are you?
Good. Remind me where you're located again?
Okay, San Jose.
Where in San Jose?
California, yeah.
No, I mean where in San Jose? I live
where?
In California.
That is what I'm telling
Sorry?
You, San Jose, California.
No, I understand that.
What apart from that?
I'm sorry?
What apart from that?
What apart from what?
The location that you were asking, right?
Yeah, I'm asking, like, what neighborhood in San Jose, because I live in California.
You live in California.
In San Jose. Yes.
Okay, so you want a complete address where you're located. Okay, so it's 177 Park Avenue, Suite 200, San Jose, California, 95113. That's the complete address.
No, I didn't need the address. I was neighborhood you're in. I'm just curious.
Where are you located in California?
Hermosa.
Ah.
Part of Los Angeles.
Ah, yeah, that's nice. That's nice. Okay, makes sense. Okay.
Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't because I was in New York previously, okay, when I, like, switched stops and, like, switched to, like, San Jose. So it's, like,
oh, nice.
Fairly
where in New York were you? I'm originally from New York.
You're originally from New York?
Yeah, I just moved to California 3 years ago.
You moved to, like, California 3 years ago? Okay, it's, like, my first year over here, okay? So it's still, like, new to me. You're, like, still older than...
Where?
Yeah.
Where in New York were you?
I'm sorry? I didn't get you?
Where in New York were you located?
Okay, I was located, in, like, near, like, the lakeside.
The lakeside?
Yeah.
I don't know where that is.
You're originally from
New
York, right?
I'm from New York, yeah.
That's amazing. Okay.
City.
Okay. Should we like give a little refresher about what we discussed earlier on?
Sure.
Okay. So, would you like to, like, give me a little refresher so that we can go into more further details about, since obviously we have been, like, discussing this for a while, we talked about, like, two times on the phone, to be specific. So, you want a website for a small business, and you're currently using Squarespace, right, if I'm not wrong?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So, I would want to ask you any specific reason you're looking forward to use Squarespace?
I just know it. Yeah, I've worked with it previously, and it's easy and clean and not a lot of bugs and has, you know, different capabilities that work well. It works well with the mobile, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Why is there another type of platform you would recommend instead of Squarespace?
I would, actually, because I know where Squarespace lacks. I know it's user-friendly, okay? It allows you to, like, have some basic functions integrated on the website pretty much easily. But in terms of, like, scalability, Squarespace lacks a lot. So on the contrary, I would recommend you to go for WordPress, which is an open-source platform. And it...
I don't know if I want to use WordPress. I feel like there's a lot of bugs with WordPress.
With WordPress? Any specific reason? Some past experiences?
Just past experiences with WordPress is that I need, like, ongoing maintenance.
Ongoing maintenance?
Yes.
I see where you're coming from. So you had a difficult time in, like, maintaining the WordPress website.
Well, no, like, there's been bugs and stuff that need to be maintained and ironed out and updated, and, you know, I need to get, like, other web designers involved or developers involved to iron out the bugs.
Yeah.
And it seems like with Squarespace, you don't really have that issue. Like, once the website's up, it's up, and it just functions the way it's supposed to function.
That totally makes sense. You're absolutely right on that part, okay? But if your requirement is fulfilled on Squarespace, what's the scope of the work? What kind of, website are you looking for? Like, a basic website to start off from so that you can pretty much manage it all by yourself?
No, I don't have to, physically manage it myself, but I don't want to be paying somebody, monthly charges to have to stay on top of maintaining the site.
That, it's the same case with Squarespace and WordPress. You don't have to pay any sort of, monthly costs as well to, have it maintained all by yourself. By maintaining, I mean to say that you would be having the ownership and access to the website all by yourself.
What I mean is, from my experience, once the Squarespace site is launched, it doesn't require any sort of ongoing maintenance because there aren't any bugs or new code that need to be updated, as opposed to WordPress, where I need to pay somebody monthly to stay on top of updates and maintenance and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so with Squarespace, you're looking forward to have something done all in one shot, and then having the autonomy of keeping it to yourself and not having some other person to have it maintained, because WordPress comes with regular updates and everything, which Squarespace doesn't.
Yeah.
Because that is what you're actually looking for. Okay, I get the idea. So
that's been my experience, at least, with other websites. For
okay.
WordPress and other websites from Squarespace.
Okay. All right. That's perfectly fine. Okay, Steve, I'll forget to ask you this again. So did you get a chance to have a look at the email which I had sent you over with the logo designs as well? Because the last time you asked me to send over some concepts for the logo designs as well.
I'm actually driving right now, so
mm-hmm.
I would need to get a refresher on that. Did you text it to me?
I did send you a formal email for that with the attachments as well. Some logo samples, some previous website designs that
you
have done.
Can you forward that back to my email address so it'll be in the top of my inbox when I stop driving?
That's steveluden@gmail.com.
And when I get home, I'll see it.
All right, that would be great. So I'll
forward. Can you hold on 1 second, please?
Yeah, for sure.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, would you mind forwarding that email back to me again so it will be in the top of my inbox?
Yes, for sure. Why not? So I'll be dropping that email to you again. And I have your direct line, so I'll be leaving you a text that I've sent you the email. You can go ahead and check it. And might be possible sometime tomorrow we can get in touch.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. How about tomorrow afternoon?
Tomorrow afternoon, somewhere around this time or earlier on?
A little earlier.
Maybe,
you know, maybe around 3 o'clock or so.
3 o'clock your time?
Well, our time, you said you're in San Jose, right?
Yeah, I missed that part. I was think about New York. Okay, so let's connect back tomorrow, 3 p.m., same time. So in the meanwhile, you
can
go to the email.
I'll keep an eye out for that email. Yeah, if you could send me that email again.
All right, that would be great.
You're
as soon as I send you over the email, I'll be texting it to you again so that you can acknowledge the email and we can go from there, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Talk
Bye.
Tomorrow. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.